Progress at Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk. I'm excited about the opportunity to be able to share, looking at 1 Peter this morning. But I want to say thank you to all the individuals who have been part of our Vacation Bible School. I ask you, if you're picking up Let's Talk, that you'd be praying for us on this Friday. It'll be the last day of Vacation Bible School. God has provided the largest number of volunteers that we've ever had. God has given us a wonderful group of kids. Some, as we get a chance to be part of Vacation Bible School, it's an opportunity to meet new people, new students. So talking with one of our leaders there at their table last night, some students are here for the first time, and that could be anybody from 3 years old or 4 years old up to fifth grade. So it's a lot of opportunity to meet parents, to meet students, have conversations, laugh together. It's also an opportunity for us to be reminded of all that's going on inside of different homes and the brokenness that's inside of Highlands County, even though we live in the center of the state, kind of still in a small town where God has given us some really cool things. You know, as our sheriff is, who loves the Lord, superintendent of schools who's excited about the gospel, key people, you know, basketball coaches, football coaches, you know, choral people, principals, just people that love the gospel and love Jesus. And so that we are part of that, and that's really, really neat. And we thank the Lord for that, to be able to live in such a neat place. And so as I've been going through my devotions, I came across a passage of scripture in 1 Peter. Therefore, prepare your minds for actions, and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that you will be brought to you, or that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So I've been thinking about that phrase, set your mind on, or set your hope fully on the grace that we brought to you. And so a lot of us, we have found that grace, that we have come to understand the truth of the gospel. We would call ourselves Christians. We would call ourselves Christ followers. And now we have an opportunity, because we have Christ, to set our hope fully on him. And I realize there's so many things that are going on inside of your own life, my own life, inside our own community, inside your own family, inside your own extended family. As you get farther out, outside of the state of Florida, inside of the state of Florida, and even in America and around the world, things are changing so fast. And so there's a lot of times for us to be thinking about a lot of the what-ifs, opportunities for us to be afraid. Well, you know, if this happens and this is going to happen, if this happens and this is going to happen. And so when you're thinking about setting your mind or setting your hope fully on Jesus, just a, you know, little phrase to remind you, with Jesus and the Holy Spirit living inside of you, you are a majority. And so encouraging you today, as you set your hope fully on Jesus, that you would remember that greater is he is in you than he who's in the world. 1 John reminds us of that. And then not only to us to have hope and think through, but then because I have my hope, you get this next verse. It says, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. So because we have our hope and we have Jesus, we can be excited about today. But inside of today, then there's a call for us to live differently, to be set apart, to be holy. So working on getting rid of the things that we are drawn to in our former ignorance, working on or continually battling the things that are things of the flesh, and working at and saying no, working at asking the Holy Spirit to remove that, deleting certain things, you know, out of your phone, off your TV, as hedge of protections, as as opportunities for denying yourself of the things that the world has to offer. So I appreciate you spending some time with us on our Let's Talk. It's kind of unique for us to be able to talk to someone that we may never, ever see. And so it is cool in that opportunity as far as the gospel. But also, I think it's important for us to be able to point people back to the Word of God. And the Word of God says, prepare your minds for action. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. May we continue to set our hope fully on the grace of Jesus Christ. And then inside of that, as we would live today, that we would be children that want to walk in obedience to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, thank you for the opportunity for Let's Talk Ministry. I thank you for the Bible Fellowship Church family. I thank you for all the individuals that have chosen to serve for Vacation Bible School. Father, thank you for all the people, the little people that you've brought to us. And so as we learn their story, as we get a chance to spend time with them, may we not be overwhelmed, may we not be underwhelmed, but may we just be individuals that continue to encourage people to keep their hope fully on you, Jesus, in the world that they live. And not only do they know about that, but they are also walking in obedience as they set their hope fully on you. So use us today, Father, for your glory. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. Have a great Friday.